Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Apologize for the voice. Believe it or not, it's actually better than it was over the weekend. If you had heard me, well, you wouldn't have heard me. Anyway, want to welcome in our next guest, Andy Hetzel, Vice President of Corporate Communications for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Hello, Andy. How are you?
Hi, Mr. Ebling. I'm glad to be with you. I wish it could be under different circumstances, but I'm doing okay.
All right. I want to talk a little bit about an antitrust suit filed from the Justice Department against Blue Cross of Blue Shield, talking about contracts with acute care hospitals in the state. Your reaction to that?
Well, the Justice Department did sue us today for what they claim is an anti-competitive practice, what we believe is a good business practice, which is negotiating with Michigan hospitals to provide the lowest possible price to Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and our 4 million members in the state for services that are received by our members at the hospital. They claim it's anti-competitive. We claim it's something that our customers want us to do, which is to fairly negotiate in good faith with hospitals the lowest possible price for healthcare services and discount those services appropriately and have those reflected in the rates that people pay.
All right, we're talking about a lot of hospitals here. This isn't three hospitals. We're talking about, more than 70 hospitals?
That were cited in the lawsuit, yes, but there are 144 nonprofit Michigan hospitals that comprise a nonprofit network that we believe is essential to providing health services to the people in Michigan, and we have good relationships with that network of hospitals on a number of different issues and that go beyond hospital contracting.
All right. Andy, the suit alleges that this forces these hospitals to raise prices and prevents other insurers from competing and challenging the most favored nation clauses. Can you define what that is? Tell our listeners what that is.
So-called most favored nation clauses are contract provisions or contract language that requires an entity, in this case Blue Cross, to receive the best price for services that are rendered.
So no other plan can charge less than the plan that we're talking about here, right?
No other plan can reimburse less, yes, for services. So the hospitals in this case have to grant Blue Cross the most affordable rates for the services that they charge for our members, for Blue Cross members in the hospital setting.
All right. If the members, over 4 million members, want you to do this and you feel that you are justified in doing this, why has this lawsuit been filed?
I don't know. That's a good question for the Department of Justice and for the Attorney General's office. Both of them have joined in this suit. Again, they claim it's anti-competitive, but from our standpoint, Mr. Ebling, we have customers in Michigan that are very strained and very challenged to continue to provide health care coverage for their employees. We have people in Michigan who are strained on the pocketbook side. They're having to choose whether or not to cover themselves and their kids. We think that it's important to be able to work collaboratively with hospitals but very effectively on behalf of our subscribers to negotiate fair and reasonable reimbursements that provide the lowest cost. That's how you drive healthcare affordability. You keep healthcare costs from spiraling out of control and keep coverage within reach for people.
Why would the Justice Department object to the idea of Michigan residents receiving the lowest cost possible when they visit a hospital?
Well, their position, and I'm not a spokesperson for the Justice Department, nor do I wish to be today, but their position is that other members of other health plans don't get the same benefits. But from a business standpoint, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan provides a lot of benefit to Michigan hospitals. In some cases, in the rural settings of the state, between Blue Cross and government programs, Medicare and Medicaid, we are constituting upwards of 75% of the total payments to the hospital. And Blue Cross, among the three of those, among Medicare, Medicaid, and Blue Cross pays by far the most for healthcare services. The government consistently underfunds services that are provided on its programs. Blue Cross oftentimes makes up the difference So what we want to try to do is strike a balance between fair and reasonable reimbursement to hospitals and doing what's right for our customers and members in promoting the affordability of coverage.
All right. What is preventing other insurers from negotiating the same reimbursements? It says that they can't obtain a better rate, but couldn't they obtain the same rate through negotiation?
Well, if they were effective negotiators, we would say so. We do provide the most volume for hospitals in the state. We cover 4 million people in the state of Michigan. These people access health care services all across the state in large numbers, in large quantity. Blue Cross pays out about $20 billion a year for health care in Michigan. So we are a large payer. But as with any business, you tend to provide the best business deals for your best customers. And in the case of Michigan hospitals, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan is by far the best customer that they have.
Andy Hetzel, Vice President of Corporate Communication, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, our guest. Andy, what happens for those 4 million plus insured if you lose this case?
Well, we think that if they disable the ability, our ability, to negotiate the best possible price, that price ultimately will go up. And that will affect the affordability of health care coverage for our 4 million members and for business customers of the Blues. We don't want to see that happen. We want to continue to be able to negotiate fairly and reasonably with hospitals to provide the best price for our customers and members, and we hope that we'll be able to succeed in defending against this suit and be able to continue that mission.
How optimistic are you about that, and what's the next step?
Well, we're optimistic. We think that we stand on pretty solid ground, and frankly,
obviously, the state attorney general does not.
Well, I can't speak for him either, but I think that we stand on the ground of common sense, and we stand with Michigan consumers. Michigan consumers, as I said before, are hard-pressed to continue to afford health insurance. One way to keep it affordable is to control the escalating cost of health care. One way we do this, not the only way, but one way, is by negotiating reasonable reimbursements that are fair with hospitals in Michigan.
All right. Andy, in terms of the recent changes in terms of health care on the federal level, how does this impact Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan?
I think they're two separate issues. Blue Cross was a long advocate of health reform done right. We're seeing some changes nationally that are very positive. The end of the era of denying coverage for pre-existing conditions, help for children, keeping people in coverage longer, those are good things that we supported. We look forward to implementing those changes as a leader in the state.
I haven't heard that from many insurance company people regarding the way that things transpired there, but we will certainly be following this case, and I'm sure we'll talk with you again.
Thanks for the time today.
Thank you very much, Andy. Andy Hetzel, Vice President, Corporate Communications, Blue Cross, Blue Shield of Michigan.